KABZW, testing All Star Link. KABZW, testing.
KBCW from KB8FK, how's it going, Bentley?
Hey, good morning, it's going well. Who is this again? Sorry, didn't copy you there.
Am I making it okay now?
Yeah, I heard you that time. Didn't catch your call or your name. Who is this again?
Okay, Scott.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing? you kind of surprised me. I don't catch you on the linked 2-meter system here very often. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, this setup's pretty old, so I think I was pulling on the microphone cord a little too much. Yeah, I'm heading over to Charlevoix to my son's house to help him put in a kitchen sink.
Okay, cool. I thought it might have been on my end, too. I'm playing around with an all-star node that's been giving me some fits, so I just switched over to the tower here in Petoskey. So, yeah, kitchen sink day. That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. Always got to have a project, I guess. So, and, yeah, I'm running an old Kenwood HT with a flaky power cord and into a mag mount, so it could be my radio. I need to, I guess, work on getting something a little bit more reliable.
Well, however you're holding it together is working great. You're getting into the system just fine, full quieting.
Yeah, I got out of the sand dunes or whatever of 119 and probably in the clear a little more. So, okay, on the All-Star, I played around with that on my phone a bit, and I've got an Android, so forgetting the name of the app already, but it seems a little weird trying to connect to an All-Star node with it, because I have to keep going into the web transceiver mode to get it to work reliably.
Well, there's the DB Switch app, which allows you to connect to a node and use your phone. And then there's the Node Connect app, I think it's called, that allows you to manage your connection to your node. I've had pretty good luck with both of them, actually.
Yeah, I'm using DV Switch, so I'll try that other app, maybe see how that works, but... Yep, and then the other project I've been working on is RigPi with my Raspberry Pi, which is the old FJ RigPi, but you can, since my radio has a sound card in it, I don't need all that other hardware, and I just need a Raspberry Pi, so I've been playing around with that.
And what does that do for you?
That allows you to access your HF rig or your rig, whatever rig it is, remotely. As long as you can set it up to port forward or I guess use one of their audio servers. But remote, the big thing about it is remote HF rig control and operation.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I could see how that would be pretty useful if you are out of town or something like that and you absolutely wanted to get into your radio. That's kind of neat. There's all kinds of stuff that people have dreamed up to do with radio and the Internet. It's kind of interesting. I just found out there's an open spot, hot spot, that you can buy. It's you know, commercially available, already set up, but it does cross-band, or cross-mode, I think they call it. So, for instance, you can get into D-Star or Fusion with the DMR radio, and it's a tiny little device with its own onboard battery that you could use portably with your phone internet connection. It's not cheap, but it's kind of a neat technology.
Yep. Yeah, I you can do that with PiStar, and I've been using WPSD. Although, yeah, the one you're talking about is more plug and play.
Well, I'm running PiStar on my hotspot, and I can, you know, I can use it with a D-Star radio. I can use it with a DMR radio, but I don't know how to use my DMR radio, for instance, to talk on D-Star or Fusion or something like that. So if that's a solution that you're aware of with the existing hardware I've got, I'd like to pick your brain on that a little bit more.
Yeah, there's modes in PiStar that are called like DMR to YSF and DMR to NXDN, and I'm trying to think if there was another cross mode, but you can't get to P25 with DMR. You got to have YSF to P25, but there are cross modes in PiStar that can be set up.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Maybe I'll look into that when I'm in need of some frustration again.
Okay, well, if you have any questions or need help, let me know.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, Scott. Thanks. And you enjoy your little project today with your son. I miss having those projects with my dad. And, yeah. Enjoy it. Have a good time, and I hope it all goes well for you. KACCW.
Okay, Bally, 73, have a great day. Catch you later. KBCW from KB8FK.
BCW.
AF8, TDW, listen.
W to W8RPM. Ron, you out there?
FIK, good morning.
And then mobile monitoring.
Stand by, Ron.
Okay, I'm in the car for a few minutes.
W8RPM, K8BCW. How you doing, Ron?
Good. Now you got to hold on a second. I'm at the drive-thru.
K8BCW.
Hey, good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Oh, Bentley, I'm doing real good. I think this is Bentley. Yeah, I just got out of lunch at a restaurant I hadn't eaten at in years, and the new owners are doing it right.
Hey, BCW. Yeah, good to hear. Where is that?
The BRI in Boyne City, the Boyne River Inn. Used to be good. A couple owners ago, it went to crap, and we just came back from there, and all eight of us had a real good meal, so it's going to be a repeat for us.
You know, my wife actually suggested the next time we head down that way that we give the BRI a try. That's good to hear. We'll definitely check them out.
It's a good place. It was real good, dependable, and but I'm saying, right now I just had a meal there and it was good. Hey, about 10 meters. I heard some guys talking about it and looked it up, and they're saying that 10 meters is going to be dead in 2 years.
Yeah, based on the atmospheric conditions and solar activity, I don't know that to be true, because I haven't looked into it, but I wouldn't doubt it. I hear it's hot right now, and it's something I've been thinking about getting into, but shouldn't matter to you. You're chasing that general ticket, and then after that, I think you said you were going to go for your expert, and you can talk on whatever band you want at that point.
Yeah, that's my plan. I'm ready for my team. Yeah, I think I just might do the both of them at once. I'm studying for them now. So, what the heck? If I don't pass it, it's only $15 I'm out.
Yeah, that's great. By the way, I've been waiting for another friend of mine to come back on the air. He's probably listening right now. His name is Ron. He's been a ham for a long, long, long time. His call sign is W8RPM. He's over in Indian River, and he's been very helpful and provided me a lot of encouragement as a new ham. So keep an ear out for him. He's a good guy to talk to, and he'll steer you in the right direction on some things that you might have questions about. Ron, this is John that I'm talking to, if you're still listening there. He's a new ham out of Boyne City, and I can't remember your call sign, Ron, John, but if you throw it out there again, Ron can make note of that.
Yeah, this is KF8TDW.
Hey, John, good to meet you. Just pulling away from the drive-thru here. Sorry to keep you hanging there, Bentley. I'm sorry. Find again, John, please.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Delta, Whiskey.
How old is that? How long is that issue?
I heard you say how old, how long. I don't know what you're asking me.
How long ago was that license issued? How long have you been licensed?
Well, a couple months, I guess. I don't really remember. It's not very long. I'm just getting started. What I'm talking on right now is a Bofang hooked up to my pickup truck with a magnetic antenna. I got a Yaesu 150 RASP for a base station.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I was just trying to get a handle as to where they are with the call signs, but Kilo Frank Golf, and that's a couple months old, so, wow. My other half is licensed probably, I don't know, had to renew once, so 5, 6 years ago, and she's a Kilo Delta. So, all right, very good. Well, you got a great signal. You know, your Bofang's doing good. I'm not sure which of the repeaters you're on, but your signal's fine. You're on good, and welcome to the hobby. You know, just keep it all in perspective. It is a hobby. Don't let it get to you. If it gets to you, push the big switch and walk away and go watch TV or drink a beer, whatever, and then come back to it. It's not worth getting frustrated over ever. And I absolutely agree with you and applaud your efforts. When you take your general, if you pass it, take that extra the same day, even for fun, even if you didn't study, even if you have no hope of passing it, take it. So you get familiar with the questions, and then if you got to take it a second time, you'll be way more relaxed. And if you are studying for both, you never know. You know, it's only 50 questions. You can get 12 wrong, so you never know. Bentley, go ahead.
Yeah, kind of wondering if that suggestion not to get frustrated was aimed at me.
Oh, it could have been. You want to be frustrated, I'll tell you how loud your 60-cycle buzz is. You can be frustrated again. Also, the reason I called you, I just tried connecting to you inbound here about 6 times in a row, and you have a port issue. You're going to either have to figure out a way to have both of those ports open at the same time, or maybe put that 4069 one into a DMZ or something, because you are not accepting inbound connections. And I've tried from the house with Superman on the cable connection, and I tried with RF over the air from my truck. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, not surprising. I think I had to change the port in order to use that app to control the node. I talked to Drake about this yesterday, and he said that there's some things I could do with port forwarding and stuff like that, but that's going to have to wait. I'm headed for the mountains tomorrow to hit the big reset button on my mental state for a week, so maybe after that I'll look at it and see what I can do. John, go ahead if you're still out there.
Yeah, thanks, Bentley. Yeah, my goal is to keep it simple. So right now that's why I'm using the UHF EHF. The guy that's kind of guiding me along is his name's Nelson from PCE, and he helps me out a lot and gives me the advice. So I'm kind of working with that. And my background is emergency services. It's always been somehow that. So now that I'm retired, I just dropped out of Red Cross, and this is kind of like, I can do some help here when people need it.
Yeah, very good. Well, Red Cross does, some things they do well, some things they don't do well, but they are, you know, pretty together, and from the communications aspect with Saturn and all the way down to the HF nets, so they deserve a lot of credit. But, you know, they also, as I'm sure you know if you were associated with them for any length of time, as I was many years ago, they're so layers deep in management and even government phases because of having a federal charter. I think that when Barbara Dole was in charge, things were better, and then she even got frustrated and said, yeah, never mind. So, yeah, I was privy to a few of those conversations with Drake, and honestly, some of them are world ahead. I know that ASL is the way to go, and if you were setting up green, that's probably the way to do it. But my stuff is all still using ham voice, and successfully, so.
But John, you know, the hobby is what you make it.
It's what you make it. And it's not about how much money you spend. It's just about how motivated you are and how much you want to learn and how quick. You know, and are you going to drink from the garden hose? Are you going to drink from the fire hose? Or are you just going to get, you know, washed over Niagara Falls? Because all of them are possible here. I'm licensed 49 years. It'll be 50 next year. I was licensed at 17. So it's been a ride, and there's plenty still to learn. You know, I've dipped my finger in a lot of it. Some of it I'm up to my elbows, and some of it I kind of went, yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I'm on the real basic, simplistic side of it. I can do plug and play. I have a fairly technical background, jet engine mechanic, aircraft, and stuff like that. For FCC license, I got my first FCC license in 77, which it was back then called a restricted radio telephone operated license. And believe it or not, it's still current today.
Oh, yeah. So you shouldn't have any trouble with the extra or not. Yeah, I had my second class RTT, too, back in, I think I got mine in 80 or 81 or something like that. And, you know, I worked as a broadcast engineer for a while as one of my hobby careers. So I still have creds and access cards for a couple of TV and radio stations downstate. My buddy up here runs how do you even call it? It's basically a commercial communications business, does license coordination. You know, used to be Neighbor and APCO and all that stuff, and he's still into that. He manages tons and tons of siren systems, the emergency notification siren systems all over the country and all over the state. So, yeah, you shouldn't have a problem, you know. You shouldn't have a problem with the extra. I don't know how much you've been studying for it, but you probably could pass the thing cold, because remember, you know, 50 questions, 12 wrong, you still pass.
Well, I found this place called RadioPrep.org or something like that, and I bought all three classes. And, geez, if I, you know, I used to teach aircraft mechanics, and if I had this software, I could have brought a whole lot of better people through my licensing program. That program just is really knows how to teach it. And, you know, because I was a teacher and wrote all my own exams, I know how to test. So with just a little bit of knowledge and knowing how questions work, I can pass almost anything.
You should, you know. There's a bit, by the way, I don't mean to leave you out. There's a lot of philosophical arguments between the people that say, just take the test, study for the test, pass the test, and those who, you know, beat themselves up that got to get 100% and got to know the material in and out and want to understand all the theory, to which I say bunk, because the test is just the first step. All the learning comes from actually operating and building stuff and putting stations together and, you know, solving problems like 60-cycle buzz on all their notes, which is common. I mean, it's nothing unique to Bentley, and that's not a knock. It happens to all of us. It still happens to me. And it's really, really, really weird and frustrating why the normal RFI, TBI type of cures don't seem to help there. And, you know, the next time I run into Steve, built that shiny note of yours, Bent, I'm going to bend his ear about that, about what the heck's going on here, you know. Because it's not just his stuff, it's stuff you assemble yourself. All of my stuff is, you know, built by PUT Dan, and, you know, and John's is too, and PK's, and we've all got that problem. But, John, I hear you, you know, knowing the testing, knowing how to take multiple choice tests, eliminate the obvious answers, you know, it just... You got it figured out. I'm talking to you for 5 minutes. I'm confident of that.
Well, Ron, I agree with you. You're, for many places, the license is the learner's permit. And I just studied the test and got that technician license just studying the answers and banging through it. But now that I've been playing with it for a while, I've been able to learn what a lot of these different things mean. And that's given me the confidence that the next time I have the test, next time the test session is open, I'm going to do them both. But I agree with you. The license is your learner's permit.
Where's home for you, John? Are you down in Brown Point?
I live on top of the hill. I'm 860 feet of elevation, 10 feet above ground level. I'm north of Boyne City, south of Walloon Lake. There's a tower, and I'm about a half a mile from that cell tower on the top of the Boyne Mountain Range.
Okay, very good. Well, I don't know what your weekend is like, but the Cadillac swap is tomorrow testing. And if I were you, I would go there and just pass those two tests and get it out of the way.
Well, you know, I thought about that, Ron, but, you know, I don't want to offend my peeps right here in local town by going someplace else. They made all the efforts to do this testing, and I went through their very first test. Don't you think that I would be offending those guys if I went and got my license somewhere else?
Not at all. Not at all. It's about passing. It's about passing. It's nothing else, you know, and if your VEs have egos, yeah, no. So the Gaylord Club also tests pretty much every German, and I do VE for them, but and I belong to that club, but I haven't participated in a while, so I don't know where they are schedule-wise. That swap is coming up in, I believe it's September this year, not October. But no, it's about passing. And if you think you're ready, you know, and you know, my other comment, I applaud entrepreneurs in ham radio, in radio, in electronics in general, but it pains me to see people go and pay money for that kind of study material when it's all out there for free, you know. It's not slick, it's not assembled, but it just, for some reason, and I don't know why, it's me. It's certainly me, and I'm not faulting you for what you did, because if it works for you, a lot of people talk about, there's that other one, the ham prep, study, whatever, and people swear by it. And if it works for you, that's great. But, you know, you can go on AA9PW.com and take all the free tests you want and spend a dime. So, anyhow, Bentley, I will, maybe I will, maybe I won't catch you. I think you said you're leaving tomorrow.
KDCW. Yeah, that's correct, Ron, and I'll be back following weekend.
All right, well, I'm not sure if I'll catch you or not. My buddy's coming up from downstate, and we're going to go do Cadillac tomorrow. So things are a little encouraging at home. The flood in the road is better. It's still not gone. They still won't deliver my mail, won't deliver packages, no FedEx, no UPS, none of that. My crawl space was a little bit encouraging this morning. It was only about, I'm guessing about 6 inches up from where I stopped pumping yesterday. So it's progress. It's low and slow, but it's progress. So anyhow, I'm sitting here at one of my stops. I just got a few errands to run here today. John, back over to you. Good meeting you. I encourage you and applaud you for moving quickly on those license upgrades. That is really, really the way to do it. Even for people coming in green, you know. There's 9 and 10-year-old extras out there, and there are people, I've even dealt with people at the VE sessions that have gone from zero to extra in one sitting. I know it's rare, but it's doable. So whenever you do take the test, good luck, and, you know, you really don't need luck. It's just more state of mind than anything. So I will run into you guys maybe later today. If not, definitely enjoy your vacation, and we'll see you down the page. Boy, and I'm going to butcher your call, John. KFHG something or other, and I don't know the last two letters. Good meeting you. Welcome to the hobby again. 73 W8RPM.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. KF8 Golf Dixie Whiskey. Golf Delta Whiskey. 73 is to both you guys. I'm going to hang up and go back to the house, get some work done with the tractor.
Yeah, good talking to both you guys. Have a great week, great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. K8BCW.
KI-7 QMD Mobile monitoring 19.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rick. I rarely hear you this time of the day. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf on 19 also.
Yeah, I'm making a trip from Harbor Springs to Charlevoix and do a little bit of work there and over the computer interview, and then I'm going to head home. So, it's Friday. I'm happy.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah, I just picked up my Soil Conservation District replacement trees. Well, whatever. I don't know if you actually call them trees. They're only 18 inches tall. It's kind of interesting.
You got a carload of babies, is that what you're saying?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so I'm waiting for a little bit of warmth, and then I'll get out and play in the garden. But that might be Saturday or so. Well, who knows? Maybe next week. I was at Home Depot and bought little baluster stakes so that once I plant them, I don't accidentally mow them down.
That's a very smart idea. Very smart. Yeah, that would be my thing. I every time I blow leaves, I almost step on my wife's little pine trees. That's a good plan. Oh boy, I was listening earlier. I hear you got quite the selection of dogwood and I forget a couple other varieties of trees. It'll be fun. I hear, from what I hear, Sunday's supposed to be the better day. And as feedback on the weather, it was snowing and sleeting and raining in Harbor Springs moments ago. So something cold is above us.
You know, it's been about a dozen years or so since we've had a nasty freeze in the month of May. But every once in a while, after the trees have bloomed, we get a freeze, and sometimes an icy freeze. And that does a lot of damage to the guys that worry about that. Me, if I say, don't get the production that I needed, oh well, always next year.
Yeah, if you're in the fruit business, if you get a freeze during the blooming season, boy, that can mess up your production, right? Oh, boy. So, I'm happy it's Friday. I got the little GPS antenna for my radio in, and I got it GPS in, and I got it APRS in last night, and then... The next trick is I actually got to sit down and do some programming on that radio so I can save the frequencies and things that I've been playing with, because right now it's a factory reset is kind of where it stands. So, but I'm getting there with it a little bit at a time. It's a lot to learn.
Hey, well, I congratulate you on your selection. I think you made a good choice there. And on your other radio, I did get an email from Vero, however you want to pronounce it, that there's a new software upgrade for that remote handheld microphone thingamajob. About every 6 months, they seem to send me a notification about that, although I don't own one. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah, I can just go on the app on my iPhone and it updates everything, which is kind of cool. But yeah, I chose that radio because I really want to be able to do, like, summits on the air if I want to climb up on top of something and do some broadcasting and things like that. So that was the main reason. And I kind of like the 100-watt head and you know, maybe that'll be my base station device, you know, I just plug it into the base station when I want to. I don't know. Who knows? I'm going to be traveling as much as I can, so I might not need a base station.
Okay, well, for our last conversation, you know, look up that buddy pole and that automated mobile antenna. That's automatic. It's got the electric motor in it that raises and lowers it. It's kind of interesting, but pretty pricey. Anyhow, hey, just wanted to say good afternoon to you. Didn't talk to you for a couple days, so hey, 7-3, sir. Have a great afternoon. ACATG.
Thank you, Jim. 7-3s, and maybe I'll catch you over the weekend. So, you have a great rest of your day. KI7QMB, back and listening on 1-9.
Sounds like somebody doesn't know their mic button's getting pushed. W2PNT.
Thank you. Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Timeout.
Good afternoon. The time is 3 p.m.
Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Timeout.
Do you know if this bus is going at all near, like, a Chase Bank?
Well, I don't have no idea where a Chase Bank is, but you got to get on this bus to get somewhere. This is the only bus that comes through here. So,
I'm trying to think of where the closest Chase Bank would be. Can you Google it?
Yes.
Then I give you an idea of what bus to get on if it's... Because regardless, you got to get on this bus to get from where I picked you up.
I've been to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Nearest Chase Bank, your name.
I'm sorry, what? Street. So what you want to do is ride this right downtown and get on the 5? Because I do know there's a Chase Bank on Cedar Street.
And ride this downtown.
Yeah, I'd ride it downtown and get on the 5.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to.
What's the address?
5210 Harry Robinson Circle, Lansing.
Okay.
A point approximately 6.7 miles away.
From here?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Harry Robertson is right off from, because you're trying to get by the Social Security office?
I'm trying to get right there.
Oh, to the Social Security office?
Yeah, right near it. Right,
okay.
You
know? So what you're going to want to do is keep in mind...
They close that door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a few minutes yet. Yeah, that's going to be tight. Because it's at 3. Because by the time I get downtown and you get on the 5.
How much will I eat the bus ride, by the way?
What's that?
How much will I eat
the bus ride? Oh, you're good.
Are you sure?
Oh, positive.
Awesome.
So what you want to do is you want to get on the 5 when we get downtown and get off at Jolly and, because it's just a block up.
Yeah.
There's actually the number 6, the little Spectrum bus, shows you the Secretary of State. But hell, you can try to walk it faster than...
Security Administration, not
right.
Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Those two separate things.
Yeah, Secretary of State is all over the place, but the Social Security, there's only one branch here in Lansing, and that's like when you get off on the stop by Jolly, by the pharmacy and everything right there, it just sucks right back over.
Thank you. WAVPC, we got a stuck mic. Looks like it's on the 147-00-146-700 repeater.
I tell you, like, nobody charges themselves, it sounds like.
Yeah, well.
Check your microphones, WAVPC.
K-8-BCW. K-8-BCW.
KC8QVX, K2INS, are you out there?
Thank you.